Tom Feeney with Ollie Johnson after the 3-1 victory for Guiseley against Brackley Town. Ollie, not the worst return in the world, were it?
No, not at all. Better than I could have imagined, to be honest. It was at the end of the day, it was a massive victory for us, though. Especially looking at the results of the teams around us, and it was one where we can take a lot from it because of the way we stuck at it, and under difficult circumstances. And we're over the moment with 3 points.
And just how much did it mean to you when you come off the bench and within, I'm going to say about 25 seconds, you've got a goal?
Yeah, it can't have been any more than that. I mean, I just saw the opportunity to charge the ball down, and it fell nicely for me, and I was in really. And I just took a couple of decent touches to set myself, and I was so happy to see it going.
Just how frustrating was it during the first half for yourself and the rest of the team to go in at half time a goal down?
Yeah, it was definitely really frustrating because we don't feel we deserve to be behind at half time. I think we're in control of the game really. We're just little things like as final ball, and to get caught on the counter is a little bit disappointing like that because it's not really the first time it's happened this season either, so it's something we've got to improve really.
And in terms of the injury you've had, it's been one of them frustrating ones, hasn't it, where it just hasn't gone away?
Oh, it's like you wouldn't believe, it's been so frustrating. It's something I've just got to manage really. It's a nerve problem, so it's not one of them where you rest it and it goes away. I've had an injection recently which has helped a bit, which has enabled me to play today, but it's still not 100%, but I'm going to keep at it, keep working hard, doing my exercises to try and get back 100%, because I feel there's a lot more to come for myself really. So.
I know you've been turning up to matches to watch the lads. Just how much have you wanted to be getting onto the pitch?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously some of the results haven't been what we wanted, so it's frustrating watching. Not so much when we're winning, although sometimes you want to be in and amongst the goals when we are winning, but especially when we're not picking up points in certain games, you want to be out there helping the team. So yeah, I don't want to be, I hope I'm not in the stand for any more games this season anyway.
Steve Drench has been telling me you've been getting a little bit of stick in the dressing room just now, that you've just been coming on for your cameo to get your goal.
Yeah, apparently I've just been having a bit of a jolly up, just having a little mid-season break, but yeah, it's I'm bound to get that stick out coming on and obviously having an impact. Obviously they're going to joke saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with you, but yeah, it's all fun and games.
And of course you played a part in the other two goals as well. You started the second goal and the third one you got the penalty. Just really has been one of them perfect substitute appearances.
Yeah, I couldn't expect it to go much better really, to be honest. Coming on, all I wanted was just to help the team get back to the game, directly or indirectly, but so having handed all three goals is nice, and yeah, it's a good feeling.
And just how important is this win when other results have gone Guiseley's way today?
Yeah, I mean, getting in the change room, the lads are, they're quite buoyant looking at the other results. Because there's been times, like I think a couple of weeks ago, where we've come off and we've been beaten and we've looked at the results and everyone else has been beaten. We're kind of kicking ourselves thinking that's an opportunity. But this time we've took the opportunity, to pick up the 3 points while other teams have drop points, and it puts us right back in the mix for the playoffs. And to be honest, we're not going to give up on automatic. We won't until it's mathematically impossible, but especially looking at the playoffs now, it's looking good for us, and we've got to kick on and start stringing a run of wins together.
And finally, it's Lowestoft away next, a nice short journey.
Yeah, it's a nice little local derby for us, isn't it? We'll prepare right, we'll do everything properly, and obviously we're hoping to come away with the 3 points again.
Well, thanks Ollie, and well done.
Cheers.